In the bustling city of Bengaluru, there's a big change happening in how schools decide who gets in and who doesn't. It's all about the National Education Policy, or NEP for short, which has set new rules for how old kids should be to start kindergarten and first grade. As the new school year gets closer, everyone's talking about this. The rule is simple but important. If a child wants to start LKG, that's lower kindergarten, they need to be 4 years old by the 1st of June. For UKGP, upper kindergarten, they need to be 5, and for first grade, 6 years old by that same date. This change isn't just a small thing, it's causing a lot of mixed feelings and confusion. Schools, parents, and even the little ones are all trying to figure out what this means for them. Let's break it down. First, there's how schools are dealing with it. In Bengaluru, each school seems to be handling it their own way. Some, like ACK Secondary School, are sticking to the rules strictly. They say no to kids who aren't old enough, but others, like Steve Joseph's Boys High School, are a bit more flexible. They're open to taking in kids who are a little younger than the rules say. Different schools have different ways of dealing with these new guidelines. For example, Narayana School in Vidyaranyapura is suggesting that younger kids start in pre-nursery classes. And then there's the Karnataka Unique Student Tracking System, or SATS for short. This system keeps track of student details, and it's pretty strict about these age rules. If a school doesn't follow the rules, they might have trouble with the system. Now, what about the parents? Well, many are feeling lost and unhappy about all this. They're looking at different schools. Some are even thinking about taking legal action. There have been protests. Parents are worried. They don't want their kids to fall behind or have to repeat a year because of these new rules. So, what's the big picture? Schools are noticing changes in who's applying and who's not. They're worried that if they're too strict, they might not have as many kids joining. But schools like Narayana School are finding ways around it. They're talking to parents, explaining things, and offering options like pre-nursery for the younger ones. What this all comes down to is finding the right balance. Schools and the folks who make these rules need to think about what's really going on for families and kids, while still trying to follow the rules. It's about making sure everyone gets what they need, a good education that fits the rules. As the new academic year gets ready to start, the big goal is to work through these challenges and learn from them, making sure future policies are just right. It's all about communication, being flexible, and keeping the kids' best interests at heart. That's the heart of education, isn't it?